Shalom to the saints of God. You are welcome to daily devotion. God bless you. We appreciate the Almighty God for yet another opportunity to see a new day. May His name be glorified in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks unto you this morning. Thank you for the privilege of seeing another new day. Let your name be glorified, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that through our little sharing this morning, we will start our day even with the sweetness of the Almighty God and be refreshed, Lord Father, in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I thank the Lord God Almighty this morning, and thank all of you that are fellowshipping with us through this platform. May God be with you all this day in Jesus' name. This the third day of this sharing. We have been looking at the importance of the guide, and we're able to look at the guide of the youth yesterday, and by the grace of God, this morning I want to share the promise of the guide that Jesus Christ gave in the book of John chapter 16. Very, very important. The importance of the Holy Spirit cannot be overemphasized. So I will want to speak specifically on that this morning by the grace of the Almighty God. In the book of John chapter 16, shall we read the book of John chapter 16? Jesus Christ talks about the work of the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit will do, the importance of the Holy Spirit. I will start from verse 5. It says, "But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me whither thou goest. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Say, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Now said, howbeit, verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." The promise of the Holy Spirit is what we are reading about here. Jesus Christ promised the release of the Holy Spirit unto mankind. Said the Spirit of truth, and it is that Spirit of truth that will guide you into all truth. While Jesus Christ was with his disciples, he was like a guide unto them. They have the word of God among them. He was with them, teaching them, admonishing them, and directing their affairs of their lives. But he told them, he It is expedient that I go. Say, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Making us to understand that there is a need for this inner guide. We are emphasizing the issue of the inner guide this morning. The Spirit of God guiding man. The Spirit of God dwelling in the heart of a believer to guide him into all truth. So we cannot even come to the fullness of Christ. We can't come to full knowledge of Christ without the inner guide. So, say, so howbeit when he comes, the Spirit of truth, that Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the one that will teach you inwardly. The Holy Spirit, a guide into all truth. Amen. Let us look at the book of John, chapter 8. And chapter 8, verse 30 to 32. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, to know the truth, we can only know the truth through the Spirit of truth. And the truth shall make you free. So, the Holy Spirit in a believer brings the knowledge of the truth. That's just what we are seeing here from the scripture. It takes the Holy Spirit in a believer to come to the knowledge of the truth. And it takes the one to have come to the knowledge of the truth to be made or to be made free. And Jesus was speaking to those who believed on him, the Jews especially. He told them, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. They want to have him as a leader. They want him to be the one leading them, actually. But he was telling them, beyond being a follower and just a disciple by following, you need to continue in my word. And you know, Jesus Christ had to go. He departed from this world through his death and resurrection to give us the Spirit of life. And to continue in the word of Jesus Christ now, it means you have received his Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of truth, which is what is called the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. It takes a man to walk in the truth through the Holy Spirit to actually be a disciple indeed. According to the Psalm of David, in Psalms 25, verse 4 to 5, I read, just show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. May this be the prayer of every one of us. May God show us the way. May God teach us how to walk in righteousness. May God lead us in all the truth. That is the importance of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is given as a teacher, an inner teacher, to guide, to lead. And we must always be ready to follow the leadership of the Spirit. For the scriptures tells us, Paul was saying in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, that they that are led by the Spirit of God are the children, are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I will thank God for the Spirit that we have received. He said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. So we receive the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth, to be guided, to be led, and to be directed. That is the importance of the receiving the Holy Spirit. We are praying, Lord, lead me in thy truth. Teach me to thy will and lead me into the land of uprightness. That's one of the prayer of in the book of Psalm 143, verse 10. In fact, it is the prayer of a sincere believer that is always trusting God for leadership. The goodness of God leads men even unto repentance. We are to be led in all things. And may we submit in all aspects of our lives, even to the leadership of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Psalms, chapter 43, verse 3, it reads, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Brethren, we need this light and we need this truth. So we should be able to pray like this psalmist, that Lord, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into your presence, thy holy hill, and to thy tabernacles. May the Lord send out his light to us. May the word of God guide us. For the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let them lead me. Let the word of God lead. That is what the psalmist is saying there. So as men that are led by the Spirit of God, sons of God, children of God, they also walk in the light. For the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, that for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Also in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting from verse 4-5, says, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Hallelujah. So I admonish us this morning in the name of the Lord that we should go and live and be led by the Spirit of God. Let the inner teacher be our guide throughout the day, and may his grace be sufficient for us in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for this little sharing this morning. May your name be glorified. Let your presence guide and lead us throughout this day to the glory of your name. May we be led by the inner teacher. May we be found in the very center of your will throughout the day. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom. God bless you.